This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Okay, I'm putting you on a hot mic, and I'll type now when you're ready to go, okay?
Okay. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I'm not Joe Messina. I'll be hosting the first hour for a little while for him until he can pop in and take over. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook page and comment on what we're talking about. If you want to call in, you can call in at 855-732-5563. Now, obviously, the big thing in the news, every news station you put on today, is the Kavanaugh debacle. And when I say debacle, I'm talking about this woman who is a professor in California, Christine Blasey Ford, who anonymously, quote unquote, sent a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein back in July, claiming that Judge Kavanaugh assaulted her when she was 15 and he was 17 at some house. She doesn't know where the house was. She's not quite sure the date. She doesn't know what the party was for, but it was some kind of party, and he assaulted her. And the only other person that was there was one other person in the room and saw the whole thing. And she's claiming all this stuff to try to delay Judge Kavanaugh's hearing. Delay it or just have it so he won't be nominated. I won't be put onto the Supreme Court. But as it's been going on, her story and her credibility keep falling apart. Even the one other person she named as a supposed witness said no such thing ever happened. So the only other person who could have said, oh yeah, this happened, et cetera, has said, absolutely not, this didn't happen. I don't even know what she's talking about. As well as Judge Kavanaugh denying the entire incident. But this is, you know, the big news of the day. This is the last ditch effort by Democrats to try to stop Judge Kavanaugh from being put onto the Supreme Court, because the hearing was supposed to be the vote was supposed to be this Thursday. So now that's been delayed, and they're supposedly holding a hearing on Monday, and they will have Judge Kavanaugh come out and speak and defend himself against these accusations. And they've offered for this woman to testify as well. She can testify in public. She can testify in a private hearing. It doesn't have to be in public. They will let her testify and tell her story in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And they've even tried to come up with different things to help her out and have maybe her counsel and his counsel help them, you know, and ask her questions, etc. So they've been kind of bending over backwards to give her what she wants. But, you know, Democrats wanted her to testify. Republicans said, okay, she can testify. And now she says she wants an FBI investigation before she testifies. Well, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Not only is this not part of the FBI's job, but this would have been the local police way back when, if it really happened and you had reported it. Or even if you reported it within the time frame of when the time ran out that you could try to press charges. But it's nothing to do with the FBI. The FBI does interviews, they do all kinds of background investigations, and they put it in a file and they hand it to the committee. That's all they do. They put this letter in the committee file, handed it to the committee on Kavanaugh, and the committee decided to wait until after the hearings were over to do anything about it. Because Feinstein knew about it. The file was in there. So now, all of a sudden, they want a delay. They want an FBI investigation. They want to put it off until after the midterms is what they want to do. One of the best SCOTUS nominations we've had since probably Scalia or Thomas, they want to delay it. Why? Because they didn't win the election. And because they want to push it off and push it off with the hopes that Kavanaugh would probably say, you know what? I don't want to deal with any of this. You people are whack jobs. This is a man who has a stellar, beyond stellar reputation from decades of having a career and working with women. He has a stellar reputation. And this one woman is going to derail that, all of that, by coming forth and with a half-baked, half-can-remember story from high school. And they want to an investigation? Seriously? When Clarence Thomas put up with this during his nomination hearings back in the day, he said it was nothing more than a lynching. You know what? He was right. And Democrats have a history of doing this because Democrats will do anything to stop their opponents from winning. They will do anything to take control out of someone else's hands. That's the ends justify the means. It doesn't matter how bad the ends are. They will do anything. The means are they will do anything to get their way. So that's where we're at with this. And I'm going to have a guest coming on, my fabulous friend Lisa Freeman from New Hampshire. She is going to be coming on, and we'll be talking about this for a little while to get all the different takes and all the different things that are being said and all the different stories. So don't go away. We will be right back, and we will be talking about this and the outrageousness of the entire thing.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am talking about this entire Kavanaugh debacle and the Alinsky tactics of the left, and I'm now going to be joined by someone else who's just as aggravated as I am. Welcome, Lisa Freeman. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm super, Kim. I'm super. Yes, Brett Kavanaugh will never get a fair hearing. Isn't that the truth?
He hasn't had one from dead. Before he even sat down in that chair, he has not had a fair hearing from Democrats.
So I understand. It's true. He hasn't. I mean, this has been a circus from day one. It's been a circus. You know, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said that she's never seen anything like this.
Yep.
Never seen a confirmation hearing that looked like this. Of course, she is a little bit on the agent side, but that's another story for another day. We won't even get started on that. I was going through some of the articles that are now popping up, and it looks like Dianne Feinstein is backpedaling on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, she actually made a comment. Well, I don't know if she's actually telling the truth or not. And then she sort of backpedaled on saying that. And it's like, yeah, Dianne, that's why you probably didn't bring anything forward before now, because you didn't really believe her story. But,
right, exactly.
You know, this woman, you know, then went to the Washington Post, I believe, or some newspaper. And so they reported on it. It got leaked. So then it kind of had to get out there, even though they didn't believe it should be, probably. And now it's out there, and it's even more of a circus than it was before, only there's a different ringmaster now. And someone who so far hasn't provided any factual evidence to prove her claims at all.
So I'll say this out loud. Does anybody think that this isn't a completely contrived, concocted attempt to really screw the midterm elections? I mean, you know what? The thing is, the Democrats are so stinking predictable, and they're so, you really do not have to have an advanced degree in politics to see what they're doing. They're trying to throw the midterm elections by casting as many dispersions as they can on a knowingly conservative potential Supreme Court appointment. So if people have fallen for this, I don't care what party you're in, if you're really falling for this, then you are a real low-information voter, and you need to start reading a little more. You really do. Because this is totally, totally contrived.
Right, and you know, the thing is, anytime someone, man or woman, makes an accusation like this, it's good to always listen to what they have to say, listen to the evidence, and really understand where they're coming from, and wait, did this really happen? Then you listen to the other side and see what they have to say about it. It's not like, oh, we're just not going to believe her because she's a Democrat and it's just the timing, et cetera, and it's just another repeat of the Clarence Thomas BS that happened. So I listened, and I read, and I did some research, and I'm like, are you kidding me? See, these people are making a mockery, again, of actual sexual assault victims.
Yep, they sure are. They sure are, and they should be. And this aren't these the same people that created the Me Too movement? I'm astounded. I'm astounded. And honestly, I don't know how much water or how much this would stand in court, but if I was Judge Kavanaugh, when all was said and done at the end of the day, I would find a way to sue every single person on that Judiciary Committee who cast these aspersions on me in the civil court for defamation. I would sue all of them because this is not just political now. You are attacking a man's character. You are attacking a man's character with accusations.
They're attacking a man's character who was displayed by witnesses, especially women, throughout the hearings and throughout the past several months when he was nominated as being stellar and above par and one of the best places for women to work, for clerking for him. Because he was that great of a boss, and he lifted women up and everybody that he worked with. And you hear all these good stories. They had nothing. Any of the lies they told, like that whack job Kamala Harris, any of the lies that they told during the hearing were quickly debunked, and you could see his own actual words and see his opinions. Everything was debunked. And so it was easy, cinch, go through the nomination, because everything that Democrats said was a lie, and it was proven to be a lie easily. His character, and so this suddenly gets thrown out there after the hearing's over? Come on, you can't be even a Democrat and not be suspect.
Exactly. And you know, again, Kim, I agree with you. We should never minimize when a woman or even a man comes forward and says, I'm a survivor of a sexual assault. No, but you never minimize that. It's a very significant
right.
event. But I'm tired of these people either, A, using it, wearing it as a badge of honor, or B, using it as a ploy to undermine someone politically. That, and you know
yep.
what? You complete, what you do, essentially, what you do when you do that is you absolutely, you pull credibility from people who are true survivors of sexual assault. And that in and of itself is egregious, at best.
It is.
And there are 65, I'm reading the Federalist, and I saw that there are 65 women who are willing to come forward and attest to Kavanaugh's sterling character. Now, you tell me, who in Washington can get 65 women together, Republican or Democrat, to attest to their sterling character? It just doesn't happen.
Look at all the accusations against Bill Clinton, right? And this isn't a whataboutism for you lefties out there. This is proving more of your hypocrisy. There were multiple credible accusations against Bill Clinton with extreme details, including corroborating witnesses who worked for Clinton. So there
right.
was all kinds of details, all kinds of witnesses, and the left victimized these women because Bill Clinton was pro-abortion.
Yep,
so
they sure did.
Don't tell me.
They sure did, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Of course. I mean, but so they did that for multiple cases. Then we'll have to come back. I'm getting kicked off, and I can hear the music. Well, we'll be right back, guys. We're going to continue on with this. I'll be continuing on with Lisa Freeman. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And taking a look now at your money, stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 184 points to close at 26,246, the NASDAQ up 60 points, and the S&P 500 tacking on 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined by New Hampshire State Representative Lisa Freeman. She is talking with me today about the Kavanaugh debacle that's going on right now. It's the biggest, some of the biggest news in the country, and I forget where we left off, Lisa, but we were just talking about, yeah, there's so much to talk about with this. One of the things we were talking about is how they ignored factual evidence from Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick, and they are taking this woman's word as if it's gospel, but yet she can't remember the place, the time, really even quite sure of the year. She just knows that it was this guy, Kavanaugh, somehow.
Right. So I understand that there was a request twice for the FBI to look into this, and the FBI declined both times.
But it's not in their jurisdiction.
Exactly. So now the Democrats are going to use that as an attempt to create another narrative, like it's a big cover-up. Like, nobody wants to investigate this now. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the statute, the length, I can't even think of the word. The time, the limitation for when you can prosecute something like this has already run out.
Right, exactly. So it's the statute of limitations is gone. It's been gone a long time. You know, and this is the thing, and I say this, it's very simplistic, but I think it's so true. One thing that points at me, three point back at you. I think if they really want to start digging into this, this woman is going to find that the mud is going to be on her face, not Brett Kavanaugh's. So if she really wants to stop this, I think she's in for really ugly, that she's opened her mouth and she opened herself up to so much scrutiny at this point. I think we're going to see a lot of dirt coming out on her as opposed to Brett Kavanaugh.
So the other thing I just want to say is, who really trusts the FBI at this point to do the right thing or do a good job? I know the left trusts them to try to screw Trump. They haven't yet because there's no there. But who actually thinks the FBI, unfortunately, and I'm sorry, FBI, but this is, Comey did this to you, along with others. Would you trust them to actually do the proper investigation, honestly, now?
Well, they would. And you know what? This is, you know, for the FBI, they want wins. They want wins, honestly. This is not low-hanging fruit to them. This is not a win because there's nothing there. They're not going to investigate something that they know is that there's nothing there. That's a 40-year-old case.
Right. If there was something there, we would be having a different conversation right now. Because you and I both already said you have to believe someone, you have to listen to their evidence and listen to what they're saying, because the first instinct is to believe someone, and I'm always going to be that way. I am going to listen to someone who's claiming to be the victim first. Then I will listen to who they're accusing, and I will try to figure out what's really going on. And in this case, it seems to me like this woman is trying to victimize Kavanaugh. I don't know if she really actually believes what she's saying. She very may well believe that, because a lot of left-wing people actually believe the things they say and believe that their truth is different than reality.
And maybe she's been therapized to the point where she, you know, she's had a repressed memory. Who knows? You can conjure up anything in your memory banks, even if it's not there or somebody tells you it enough times. The bottom line is, look, first off, it's not the FBI's jurisdiction. Never was, never will be. It was the local police department's jurisdiction if, in fact, a crime had been committed. Now, I get it. You request things, I get it. 10 years, 20 years, maybe even 30 years, but 40 years, and right before he's supposed to be voted on for a Supreme Court seat? Come on. This seems to me like an accusation of convenience. And, you know, sometimes if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, then it is a duck. So, you know, I think the left has really gone to the point now where they can't see straight, and they're just trying to throw anything against the wall to see if it's going to stick. That's how much they hate
Trump. Well, and that's the thing. They've done this before. This is a pattern of behavior with the left, especially throwing women out there to say, I mean, I'm surprised Gloria Allred isn't involved in this. I mean, it's the left. This is their what they do. And I guess they think that we don't see their pattern of behavior. They've been doing this for years to men. And sometimes it makes it so, they don't get elected, or they drop out of a race or whatever. It's usually political. So sometimes it works, and then you never hear about the women again. You never hear from them again.
Exactly.
And there's no ramifications.
And that was my point. Thank you for saying that. There are no ramifications. Nobody held accountable for this bad behavior. And, you know, this is the left who put women on a pedestal. It's feminist movement, but they're willing to make these women sacrificial lambs for a political cause. That's a problem. It's for the hypocrisy.
Well, and they don't care. I mean, this woman will probably say, you know, some on the left will say, think this woman's a hero for trying to stand up and stop Judge Kavanaugh from being put on the Supreme Court, but the reality is, her story doesn't even sound legit. And there's no one else who can, you know, say, yes, she's telling the truth.
Yep.
Right. There's no one else to do that. The one guy who was a witness, who she claimed was a witness and was in that room, said it never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So, and he doesn't want to be pulled into it, which I kind of don't blame him. I mean,
I don't blame him.
40 years ago. I don't blame him at all. But it's 40 years ago. 40 years ago. I don't remember what happened 40 years ago. Do you? Well, maybe
probably.
You weren't born then. You weren't born.
No, I wasn't born then. So. I was born 29 years ago.
I get a bridge in Brooklyn.
But this is what the left has a pattern of doing this. And some people who are new to politics might not know this. All you have to do is do a little research. They did this to Herman Cain. They tried to do this to Trump. They did this to Roy Moore. They did this to all kinds of other people. Of course, except Bill Clinton, who had the actual women, one of whom he paid $850,000 to settle a civil lawsuit. So it was Paula Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Paula Jones.
Yeah, that was Paula Jones, yep. And the only reason Kathleen Willie got pulled in was because someone knew that she had been attacked by him, assaulted by the president at the time, Bill Clinton. And so they brought her in as a witness to testify. She didn't do anything about it when it happened because she was terrified because that's the president. So
Exactly. You know, it's just further smacks of the hypocrisy, and I'm sure I'm going to be seeing an article in my complimentary news magazine. I get as a state representative in New Hampshire, which before I put it to the shredder, I leafed through the articles. But I'm sure I'm going to see an article about that, about this in that magazine. So it's the further hypocrisy,
right? Oh, that's huge. And that's, you know me, I can't stand that hypocrisy. It drives me insane. But they're going to continue to do it. Like, some of them just don't think anything of that. Or they say, that's whataboutism. No, it's not whataboutism. I'm just pointing out your hypocrisy. This woman doesn't have any credible evidence to back up her story. These other women did, and you didn't believe them, and you actually victimized them. Because the guy who assaulted them.
Right. So it's not who you know at this point. It's all about who the person is. You're exactly right.
Yep.
And if you know what happened to the half a dozen women who accused President Trump of the same thing, I don't hear from them anymore.
Of course we don't. Hey, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to take one last break, and then we'll finish up this hour. We'll continue to more talk about Kavanaugh with Lisa Freeman, New Hampshire State Representative. Don't miss us. Don't make sure you come back. Oh, my gosh.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are talking about the debacle of the day, the Kavanaugh hearings, Kavanaugh nomination. The hearing is over, but there's going to be another one on supposedly Monday, where hopefully Brett Kavanaugh gets to defend himself against allegations that are falling apart as being completely uncredible day after day after day, every time this woman or her lawyer opens their mouth. We were talking on the break, and it came over the news earlier that she's willing to testify, Lisa, if the FBI investigates.
Those are her terms.
And we were talking.
Now she's gonna.
Yeah, now she's going to hold the FBI hostage.
Right. Now she's going to hold the FBI hostage, who have no bearing on this, wouldn't be investigating it in the first place. It would be the local law enforcement if it was still within the time period. And she knows it. And her lawyer knows it. And the left knows it. So now it's just looking like it's delay, delay, delay. I hope what they do, if Republicans have any cojones, is they listen to Kavanaugh, defend himself, and then they take a vote next week. They still give her opportunity to come and speak, but they still take a vote next week and they confirm him, because that's all. That's what needs to be done.
So here's something that I found interesting. Chuck Schumer's out there blathering as usual. And do you remember, and I'm not sure how many years back it was, but there was an allegation against Chuck Schumer that he has sexually assaulted his daughter's 16-year-old friends. And that subsequently, that 16-year-old committed suicide. So this is Chuck Schumer. Again, this is to illustrate the hypocrisy of the left. That's all.
Wow.
It's do as I say, not as I do. Nothing ever became of those allegations against Chuck Schumer. Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
It's just like Hillary. Every time something comes down around her, people mysteriously suicide around her.
This is true.
It's the hypocrisy. And for Chuck Schumer to get up there with his big fat lion face once again and do what he's doing, shame on him.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's the thing. They will, the problem, so it's not, it's, we already know, right? A lot of people, anyone involved in politics know the left are a bunch of hypocrites, right? They didn't care about Bill Clinton and a slew
except
of other people,
left.
Ted Kennedy.
The left doesn't know they're hypocrites.
Right. Well, of course they don't. Well, some of them do, but, you know, Ted Kennedy killed a woman and they revered him, whatever. So that all, we all know that, right? And we know the hypocrisy and the games they play with Clarence Thomas and other, you know, over and over and over again with other candidates, Republican candidates who were probably going to win. But the thing is, nothing happens as a result. Like they, so Democrats bring up a story or push someone forward to make up stories, whatever. Nothing happens. Maybe someone decides to drop out of a race, or maybe someone doesn't win the election or whatever, because of false allegations. No ramifications happen, but they also have all these outside organizations funded by big, dark money dollars helping push these false allegations, not to mention the media.
Not to mention. So it turns out that this woman who's accusing Brett is working, is involved with an organization that is very heavily funded by Soros. That's not a conspiracy theory. You know, I hate when I hear that. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's like, you know what? It's not a theory if it's laid out in front of you in black and white. Follow the dots. Follow the money.
Right.
Follow the money. You know, a theory is something that you cook up, that you think up. It's an idea. You know, a theory is not a fact. And the fact of the matter is Soros does fund some very, very black and underground organizations. And
she
happens to be employed by one of them.
Yeah, the lawyer does. The lawyer.
So that's the thing.
They're
not low info voted right now. They really are.
But listen, the left is always like, oh my God, the Koch brothers. But they completely ignore Soros, who is a horrific human being, a convicted criminal in other countries, who actually does fund and push all of this kind of stuff across the country. And it's not just one little piece of sand being thrown, it's not just one little piece of feces being thrown against the wall to see what will stick. It's a whole dumpster of it. And that's what the left does all the time. Yes.
Right.
But
right.
That's what they do all the time.
It's elephant dung. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the problem is, it's so, you know, it's so much being thrown at people all at once. They really, you can't keep up with it sometimes. You can't keep up with it.
And
people who don't keep up with politics like we do, they get to the point where they're disinterested. They don't care.
They throw up their hands and they don't even vote.
Yeah, exactly. And so you want to
honestly,
people feel disenfranchised at the voting booth, stuff like this.
Yes. Well, you know what I was just going to say is, you know, the left is about this, oh, this blue wave, whatever. But aren't they making a mistake by doing this? Wouldn't you, as long as Republicans do the right thing, in this case, the left, to me, would make Republicans want to come out more. And independents want to come out even more because what they see, every independent has seen for the past almost 2 years is that the left is out of their mind and they're unhinged and they're not stopping.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
That's exactly what they're doing. I would think that would make people angry.
It does. But you know, the reality of it is, Kim, you know, it's one thing when they start doing this during their political campaign. It's another when they try to undermine one of the most important things that we do as a country, something that is constitutionally protected, something that is really highly revered as a Supreme Court justice. When they start undermining this process, then we've really come to the end of the proverbial road. And we need to stop this behavior. We need to stop it. Those people they were dragging out of the hearing, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
And this
what
is the
exactly
thing.
What was the purpose of that?
Those people are paid protesters. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. And they're lunatics. And this is the problem. What the Democrats don't realize is they have shown everyone across the country, not just people who follow politics, but all kinds of people across the country, that they're lunatics. I don't know of any normal Democrats anymore.
So this is I know you're an independent. I'm a conservative Republican, and I make no bones about that. But what the Republicans need to start doing now is stop taking it. Start fighting back. You know what? Just because you're a Republican doesn't make you a doormat. You don't have to say, oh, we're going to take the high road. Well, you know what? Your failure to respond to this is
what's allowed it.
Exactly. We have to start fighting back. We have to start defending ourselves.
That's one of the reasons Trump was elected, because he fought back.
Exactly.
I mean, granted, I didn't agree with everything he said or did, but he fought back.
And you voted for Tank. You voted for Tank.
I voted for my dog, I know. But Tank talks back, too, actually. But that's why people elected Trump. The Republicans will make a huge mistake if they don't show backbone and tell the left to screw on this one. Let her testify, hear her story.
Let her testify, but she's not going to do it. I'm telling you, she's not going to do it. She's not going to get in front of the Judicial Committee and do it. She's not. Her terms aren't going to be met. I don't think I don't think she has the qualities to do it, to tell you the truth. I really don't.
Right.
Because like I said, I think the limelight is going to be shown on her so brightly that so many things are going to come out about this woman, and it's going to automatically discount her claims. Automatically.
Yeah, because you're right. Because what she doesn't realize is if anyone investigates this, they're going to be investigating her and her background too. She wiped out her social media.
Exactly.
Right. You know.
Exactly. Like I said, it's that one finger point to me, three point back at you. Be very careful when you start throwing stuff like this around.
Exactly. You know, because there's a whole world of stuff that's going to be opened up that you probably don't want anyone to know about. It doesn't matter.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle. You can't put that genie back. I mean, she's already started the process. You can't put that genie back.
Well, because everybody's already trying to find out information about her. That's how people knew she wiped out her social media.
Right. Exactly.
Why would you do that? Lisa, thank you so much for joining me again. I love it. And you can find me all at New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and Joe will be back in the next hour.